You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you mentally if I really, really would, but the feeling in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for the word blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you this time every Sunday evening from 8 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m. Eastern. That's 5 o'clock on the Pacific Coast. We're interviewing Steve Quayle. And he's got a new book called Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. And just as a reminder, as Steve likes to say with precious metals, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. And I would encourage you, if you've got a lot of cash in your account, you need to convert it, and you need to do it now because time is short. Call Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Well, Steve, I don't even know where to start. I mean, you just like lined up about 20 different targets in the last half hour and knocked them all down. I want to go back to something you said, though, quite some time back in the first hour. And you talked about the North Pole. And I have written about this extensively. The Russians are there, and they are there in force. And I thought for a long time they were only there for the gold and silver because the ice caps are moving, you know, where the planet's rotation is changing. That's opening up a lot of mineral fields that were previously unknown. And I thought that's the sole reason why they were there. But after hearing you talk and after hearing you describe how the Nazis had this fascination with the North Pole, I think the Russians are there to rediscover history.
Well, absolutely, Dave, and it's interesting, isn't it, that the on my website maybe 3 days ago, you can look up the hole in the Arctic that has all the satellite photos, because a lot of these people that, you know, say the Earth isn't round and they don't understand electron spin rate, they don't understand that everything's subatomic particles are in circular orbits. They'll probably claim those are not real either. But let me read this to you, because this is in page 361 of my book. You know, everybody wants to criticize, and they never want to do their own homework. So I have made, you know, Churchill said this. Remember, you know, I'm paraphrasing him. History is written by the victors, but that doesn't mean it has anything to do with the truth, okay? In other words, when you're victorious, you can put your spin on anything. But a writer in spirit daily noted, Hitler was an occultist, and like many who practiced black arts, there was strong indication that he was possessed by demons and had been since boyhood. Some have even wondered if he was a victim of ritual abuse. During his Catholic confirmation ceremony at a cathedral in Linz, Hitler turned sulky and surly, repulsed by the holy ritual. He developed an aversion to Christianity, which he later wanted to eliminate. Gee, that sounds like somebody who may be, occupying the slaughterhouse. As a boy, Adolf had been prone to satanic trances. He'd turn pale, take on a sinister countenance, and launch into impassioned speeches with a hoarse and raucous voice. It was as if another being spoke out of his body and moved him as much as it did me, recalled a friend named August Kubizek. It was not all a case of a speaker carried away by his own words. I rather felt as though he himself listens with astonishment and emotion to that which burst forth from him with elementary force. A similar trance had occurred when Hitler was recovering from war injuries in the Prussian Military Reserve Hospital at Pazewalk. There he heard voices that told him that he was Germany's Messiah. Such voices were also to tell him to exterminate the Jews. He had a deep connection with old Hun-like magic, runic symbols, and was obsessed with the ancient Nordic god Wodan, or Wotan, the god of destruction. Now, what is the patron saint of CERN? And when I say saint, what is the patron demon of CERN?
I don't know.
Shiva, the god Shiva.
You know what? That was in the movie Ghostbusters.
Yep. And Shiva, you know, the four-armed entity is, now listen to this, it is the god of destruction and recreation. What is the Illuminati's motto? Order ad chaos, order out of chaos. John Kerry declared to the world that he's an Illuminist, okay? And obviously his son-in-law is also a Muslim. Gee. And I think, good night. What is it? Prince Charles has converted to Islam. You know? I don't know if people know that, but he has. And so the point being is there's something that's happening. And unfortunately, we're in that biblical time. And not unfortunately that it's in the biblical time, but unfortunately people do not see the lateness of the hour. They do not understand that when people turn away, and here's where I differ from every talk radio show host, except maybe you're getting there. I know Alex has gotten there. I saw his emergency update today. We used to think if we could warn people, we could wake them up. Not true, Dave, because they're given over to an illusion, and God said he will choose their delusions. In other words, when people willingly choose to avoid the truth of the gospel, the presentation of the gospel, and the word of God, then the devil's free to come in. You know, remember when Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan"? Mm-hmm. That literally means follow after. It's interesting because those of you who have been, I'm speaking now to your general audience, those of you who have been in the deliverance ministry used by the power of God to set people free of evil spirits and evil presence, you know, you'll know that it's not something you do, but it's something that God gives us the ability to do when we believe in him. By the way, Jesus said this, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, that means that the kingdom of God has come to you this day. I submit the people who pray the Lord's Prayer would probably tremble in the idea that maybe they'd have to encounter this stuff. And what I'm saying, Dave, is as the stargates are opened, and I go into great detail on the stargates, great detail on them, as we see CERN and as we see the absolute, if you will, the symbol of CERN is the god of, and I would call it a demon, little g. The Apostle Paul said the Gentiles worship devils, you know, and I don't think people have the understanding that they need. Let's get into the whole point now, too, that we're dealing with Islam, and Islam, people should just read the parts of the Quran that absolutely demand that infidels have their heads cut off or be extorted. Now look, isn't it interesting you compare the blood of the sword and submission, and the Bible teaches to love your enemies. Now look, I believe that there's a time when Jesus came, you know, as the Lamb of God. The next time Jesus returns, he's returning as the Lion of Judah. And when the Lord said, there's never been a time like this, nor would be again, that if the days weren't shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive. When I started dealing with that, and I did, on talk radio 20 years ago, people could not believe that. They'll never have cloning. You're crazy, Quayle. You know, blah, blah, blah. So the bottom line is that 20 years now later, they're literally seeing the thing they mocked come before their eye. And you know how they want to deal with it, Dave? They want to turn away from it, deny it, and move on with a life of basically filled with everything they can fill it with. Drugs, sex, whatever, power, money, you know, position, prestige. And now the billionaires, as you look on Drudge, their number one expenditure, and it's in the billions, is to live forever, because they're believing the lie of the one who controls a lot of them, ye shall not surely die, ye shall be as gods. Well, when you get someone with an ego as big as his multi-billion dollar bank account, let's just say this, most of those guys, they may come off publicly benevolent, but underneath the veneer, you know, it's kind of like lizards walking, it's not human skin. So what I'm saying is that the technology of the fallen angels is what caused them to mummify their remains. Most people don't know that Egyptian pharaohs were considered gods. And before even the flood of Noah, people have a hard time with this, but that they don't realize that there were Table of Kings, the Sumerian Table of Kings. It's on my website. Just type it in, and it goes back 450,000 years. Well, that was something other than the creation of Adam and Eve. So the point is, we'll fight amongst ourselves instead of saying, you know, look, let's take a hard look at this. Because God doesn't say replenish the earth if it wasn't already to replenish. If I said replenish the fuel in your gas tank, it means put more in, right? Or bring it back to full. Well, the point being, and this is critical now, because Hitler hated Christians. Okay, fast forward. If the Egyptians believed that their pharaohs were gods, okay, not gods as we know them, but let's say fallen angels and their offspring. And then, do you remember how the entity in the White House was portrayed in the international press when he first won? Do you remember? How did they portray him?
I love that term, yeah. Entity.
Yeah, well,
you're killing me, Steve.
I'm just trying to, you know, give you some stuff. Now, look, Dave, here's the deal. He was portrayed as Pharaoh, okay? When you remember when there was a whole hoopla about his talismans in his pocket, and by the way, he wears a Wahhabi ring, okay? And for people that don't get it, Saudi Arabia is the one funding all this stuff, all the mosques, all the incidents in the background is being funded by them. And so the thing that's interesting is that if I said the word Hanuman, would you know what that meant?
No.
Okay, he carries, please look it up, ladies and gentlemen, don't take my word for it, look it up. He carries a talisman. A talisman is an inanimate object that has supernatural entities or demons attached to it. Hanuman is the monkey god that stands between heaven and earth. Now, I want you to know something. That's what he basically carried as a talisman. When he got elected president, okay, guess who came to him? A bunch of Indians from India and gave him a golden Hanuman statue, claiming that's who they believed he was, okay? You can't make this stuff up, Dave. You can't make it up.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, Steve, I'm not surprised. I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
I'm sorry. No, I just want to say this. The book, this, and I think I said this on Coast to Coast, so it's okay to say it here, too. This is the last book I think I'm writing. From now on, as long as I'm alive and God gives me the grace and the ability to fund this stuff, the bottom line is I'm going into video documentaries because I've been called, and this is critical, I've been called by everybody from the History Channel to National Geographic. By the way, it's not flattery. The point is, and I'm not flattering myself, the point is, as I say, you guys, I'll do it as long as you give me final edit over what I said. Not over your conclusions, but my conclusions. You know, to a man, they didn't, we won't let you do that. And I said, so that's why I'm doing my own, you know. And last week, forgive me, 2 weeks ago, since I'm running on probably, I don't know how many hours of sleep for the last 72 hours, but, you know, I got a call from three different people representing three different organizations wanting me basically to tell them everything I know. And I said, gentlemen, why would I do that? You know? Why would I do that? So you can mock God? I said, in your world, everything's an alien. Everything's an alien. Everything's an alien. But where do the aliens come from? Who created the aliens? And I said, I can tell you this, that history has more evidence to the position that the Bible presents on fallen angels than it does. And you know who some of my biggest critics are? Basically people that say, I don't believe that. I believe the giants never existed. Well, you're stupid. I'm sorry. And to sound like Donald Trump, you're stupid, you know? And for the record, the reason this is critical is that the root of evil has been hidden. God is revealing the root of evil so you can see how the tree is known by the fruit it bears. So if tonight all we got was an apology or, you know, accept Islam, how can any thinking individual in the United States believe that, you know, some woman gets an AR-15 or an M4 conversion, whatever she got, and body armor is sophisticated, and they want to say, well, she's, or I think her lawyer wanted to say she's 90 pounds, couldn't have been it. I'll tell you what, she had to be more than 90 pounds because body armor is not lightweight, okay? And I looked at the weapons. I've been, you know, in the years, I used to own gun stores and everything else, sporting goods stores, indoor shooting ranges, and I can tell you this, I can calculate the cost of that stuff instantly. And my first thought was, is because they're holographic sights and everything else on their weapons, I said, this is someone who's trained in the use of those weapons. So it wasn't the poor man who's taken in by his loving, controlling, evil wife, you know, queen from hell. I mean, these people had training, and I believe the third person that everyone saw was the handler. I'm going to say this one more time. And the handler is the guy that would make sure that the press got into the house, destroyed the evidence. And listen, I'm talking about very powerful people overseeing this. It's so disingenuous to come on this television screen tonight and claim that, you know, the United States is going to go to war with ISIS. No, we're not. We're funding them. You know, Dave, you remember you and I said that and we caught so much crap? Forgive the language, but I'll tell you what, when our brothers and sisters are being slaughtered and murdered, and it's a beyond, I think outside of Franklin Graham and a couple others, there's nobody really nailing it except the alternative press, okay, which we are. And when I see mainstream media being so compromised, acting like a bunch of cockroaches afraid of the light, then I can tell you this, they're agenda-driven, and they will not tell the truth at any cost until, let's say, their brother, sister, friend, relative gets blown up and blown away. And so I'm with you, Dave. And again, this all goes back to the very principle of the Hegelian dialectic, which, by the way, Hitler practiced, okay? You create the problem, you provide the solution, and in providing the solution, you absolutely get what you wanted in the first place. And, you know, most people don't even understand what the Hegelian dialectic is, even though it's played out before your eyes daily. And I maintain, now look, do you remember when we did a show a couple years ago and talking about televisions and, quote, smart TVs, they didn't call them that, but being able to watch you, monitor you? You remember that?
I remember.
We did a show on technology. And you know, I can't tell you, you know, it's kind of like Mama Don't Take My Television Away. You know, the point being is that if people would just think of 1984 and telepresence, if people would just think about obviously being monitored, if people would remember Marshall McLuhan's statement, the medium is the message. Remember that? He didn't say the medium carries the message. He didn't say the medium broadcasts a message. He said the medium is the message. And the only way you can explain the dumbed down, divorce from reality, virtual reality, identity of people on the social network sites is to understand that they have been largely affected. Our generation, Dave, knew a form of freedom our children will never know. And again,
well, those days are gone forever, Steve. Those days are not going to return.
They're not going to return. And see, here's the thing. You know, I mean, I love what Nehemiah said. Go to the book of Nehemiah. Man, he tells the people of God, fight for your families, fight for your little ones, you know? And I love this. You know, how many times you get emails, man, Dave, I'm right behind you. You tell those people, and I've said this for years, I don't want you behind me. I said, I've had enough knives stuck in my back from people I used to trust. No, get up alongside me so I can see where you're at all times, you know? And again, why this is critical is because the same blueprint that was carried out in Nazi Germany is being carried out here. You cannot separate George Bush Sr.'s father away from the Nazis. You cannot separate the Nazis out of John F. Kennedy's assassination. You cannot believe, whether it's Jack Ruby, whether it's Lee Harvey Oswald, whether it's LBJ, everybody involved with the assassination of JFK at some point was interfacing, taking orders from the Nazis. So if the Nazis control, let's just put it into perspective. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. Let me take a sip here. Therefore, the control of money is the control of all evil. It doesn't get any simpler than this. Multinational corporations do not care for borders, language, culture. They have their own world. They seek their own domain. Having what they have isn't enough. They have to have it all. In seeking to have it all, they'll destroy everything and anything that stands in their way. And in my opinion, based on being on talk radio, I think I'm up to 12 books. And by the way, you know, I just like some of those people sometimes that hear all the criticism against me. Just ask people criticize me. What have they ever done? And you know what, Dave? Most of them have never done anything. And they quote to me, especially the Christian hyenas. Now, I'm not taking on Jesus with that statement, but those who profess their Christianity, they say, well, it's not of works, as any man should boast. And I correct them and say, no, but James says, show me your works, and I'll believe you have faith. In other words, you can't have works to save you, but when the blood of Jesus and God's promise is accepted, then the man should have some follow-through. And that's the tragedy. The Bible said, let the man whom the Lord has redeemed say so. And guess what? All of a sudden, we have a deaf, dumb, and mute, silent Christendom that is cowering. Now, not everyone's doing that, okay? So, you know, I tell people, Christians, how about this one, Dave? Do you hear this? Should I buy a gun? And doesn't the Bible say that they who live by the sword will die by the sword? Let me answer that one. There's nothing against self-defense in the Bible whatsoever. Peter in the Garden of Gethsemane did not bite off the centurion's servant ear. He cut it off with a sword. You know, here's the thing. We live in, this is why radical Islam, general Islam, and all Islam is basically waiting for the day, because the idea of giving up and dying is more present in the Christian slash what calls itself the Christian community than fighting evil. And the scripture says in the book of Hebrews, you have not yet resisted evil unto the shedding of blood. That doesn't give anybody a license to kill anybody, but, you know, go out and start anything. But I'll tell you what, if God did not allow self-defense, then he would sanction suicide. And
that's really clear. Steve, we got to step aside for a break.
Okay.
Sorry to cut you off. We're going to go into the break post. We come out of the break. Yeah, you're on a roll, that's for sure. We come out of the break post. We'll rejoin Steve Quayle to talk more about the Nazis in his new book. Stay tuned.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Well, folks, you've heard me talk a lot tonight about Steve Quayle's gold. He's on the show. I'm a proud owner of his gold and silver. And I have to tell you, I am so glad that we converted a good chunk of our cash into gold and silver. As Steve says, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Give him a call tomorrow morning, 406-586-4842, and he will work with you. He will advise you. And if he can't help you, he's honest enough to tell you that. Also, I want to remind everybody that we've got a special going on at Food for Liberty, and that special is on our grab-and-go bucket. And our grab-and-go bucket comes with 76 delicious meals. As you hear Steve and I talk tonight, you know, you may realize that I think maybe everyone at some point is going to wish they had a grab-and-go bucket. We'll get yours. It's reasonably priced. The food is tasty. I was sent samples in the beginning, and I tasted. I said, this is like restaurant food. It's really good. It's healthy. It's gluten-free. I could go on and on, but you get the idea, because we try not to. Well, it's not this way. We bring on the very best products that we feel people are going to need on this show. And the Food for Liberty products are among the best. Grab and go bucket is terrific. And we're also offering 6 months, same as cash. I mean, we're trying to help finance people's survival, because, you know, if the poop hits the fan in 3 months, you're not paying a dime. 6 months, same as cash. How do you get it? Go to foodforliberty.com/Hodges. Well, I want to remind everybody again, too, that beginning tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern, right here, Global Star Radio Network, Hodges and White, the Common Sense Show version, we are going to be airing on our Memphis station, and we are going to be blasting out to 2 million people Monday through Friday. We also have a Saturday show. I'm going to let Jim tell you about that. That's coming out. So we're busy. We're busy. I've taken to broadcasting. I've gone from one night a week to now we're doing all seven. My gosh, I've lost my mind. I don't know what I could have been thinking. And my wife looks at me and just wonders how long I'm going to survive. But, folks, time is short, and I feel that we don't have a lot of time to reach people. But I would encourage you to join us in our new endeavor. And it's right here, guys, same location, same way you listen now. And we're going to have some terrific guests on, including, he doesn't know it yet, we haven't asked him, but we're going to get Steve Quayle on again, too. And our old favorites, Doug Hagman, right on down the list, the same people that you love to hear, as well as new people like James Wesley Rawls that we had on last week. We're gonna cover the whole spectrum, folks, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m., right here on Global Star, broadcasting to 2 million people. Well, Steve, you've got your new book, How the Nazis Are Taking Over, because they won World War II, and I want to get into that specifically. But before we do, tell people how they can get a copy of your book.
Well, you can go on Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com, and click on, over on the right side, my headlines are on the left, the right side, probably scroll down a little bit, mid site, you'll see a thing for a big panel ad for Empire Beneath the Ice, and they can click on that, it'll take them to my checkout screen, and Dave, the response has been astonishing. Even some of the people that are emailing me just on reading, the short introduction on the back of the book cover are absolutely saying, I knew it was like this. I knew it was like this. So, you know, it's really critical that people have this information. This is, can I say something? This is the root of evil. The fruit of evil we're putting up with right now. And as you and I were talking off the air, you know, I think I ran over into a, well, of course I ran over into a break. The point being is that we were seeing and we were talking about all these things we're seeing unfold. And again, ladies and gentlemen, when we have done nothing to fight ISIS, you cannot even begin a war when you won't admit who your enemy is. Ask yourself that. Every single part of this administration of, and I call the administration, I'll have to come up with a new name for them, but everybody concerned with the slaughterhouse, and that's how the world sees us, is absolutely apologizing and stuffing Islam down our throat. By the way, if you notice, I read the list from Carol at the beginning of the show. Isn't it fascinating, Dave, that everybody in a position of power is basically of the Muslim persuasion, even in DHS? How tough is it going to be when the heads of DHS and the fusion centers basically are given the order to let it fly, meaning go for it, to have already identified Christians, have already identified gun owners, have already got their drones pre-programmed with the coordinates, and I remember fighting the supposed brethren on that one. They would never do that. And then Greg Evenson, bless his heart. And by the way, thank you for everyone praying for him. He's still with us, you know. We was told by some of his high-ranking military friends that, you know, they're going to use, this is really tough for people to understand, they're going to use the Air Force against the people of the United States. It's called yard farming. By the way, if you notice how this is playing out, it is revision, and some people have said it's the Fourth Reich, the final Reich, you know, and this is the end of the road. This is the, how should I say, this is on the precipice of perdition. Dave, we're fighting for any sort of freedom that we might have, and I'm telling you this, I don't believe at this point the country will turn around. And anybody who's telling you, oh, that they're going to have that, you know, like some of the false prophets on, mainstream TV are saying, oh, there's going to be a time of great peace. There's going to be an outpouring. Yeah, if that were based on repentance, I would say amen. But when God gives a nation over to judgment, and when people embrace that which is he has specifically spoken against, when history has recorded God's attitude by God's action, you know, the point being is we are in a religious war, rightly so, and basically this is the time that people must make it right and get right with Jesus. And I'm telling you this, it makes me repent. It makes me repent almost, well, I don't know how many times a day. Lord, help me have the right attitude. This is a harder one. Lord, help me to have the right heart. Lord, show me what to do. Lord, show the brethren what to do. And again, here's what I'm saying. I want to finish this up on self-defense because I don't think I covered it. There is absolutely demand by the living God that a righteous man provide for his family's safety. Now, I know you, Dave. I know you. I know Doug. I know the people I hang with. You know, when I say I hang with, I mean, I hope that's not literally, but I mean that I spend time with. I'm changing. I'm taking those words back, Lord. But the point being is that it's fascinating to me that every single one of those guys believes in the right to self-defense. And I think people better read Chuck Baldwin's book on it, you know, because they're counting, they meaning the Department of Homeland Security and everybody is counting on being able to use the, what's that church program that they signed all the churches up, you know, where they're going to tell on their own people. Oh, I can't remember the name of it right now.
Well, it's
but
run
anyway.
By NOVAD under DHS. And yep. The name's jumping out of my head, too, but I know exactly what you're talking about. It's another DHS, see something, say something.
Yes, and the point being is, ladies and gentlemen, that's like a vampire going into a blood bank with people that are carrying 16 pints saying, you're my favorite people. That simply means that the vampire gets a double whammy or gets a double dose, and you're going to end up dead. So that's I want to call it civilian inmate program. That's not what it is, but if somebody send me an email because it's important. So here's what we're trying to talk to people about tonight. This is a matter of your life and death. This is a matter of your children's life. I don't know about you, but you know, if someone comes in and starts to make war on my family. And I know men and women of God that are going to do this. They're going to start the other way. And so what Loretta Lynch has done is vilified anybody that even identifies the problem. So how can you fight a war, Mr. Entity, when you won't even admit it is a war? When you won't admit that they're evil, that you won't admit that there's any such thing as someone that wants to take your life. By the way, Michael Savage is coming right out and saying the guy is totally demon-possessed. God bless Michael Savage for saying that, because it's true. And the thing is that when and please look up everybody tonight, Hanuman, and then type in Obama and Hanuman. You know, Dave, here's the thing. The Nazis, everything from the origin of the swastika, everything that is based on the one of the greatest mass murders in history, obviously, And they just don't understand that it came out of his occult realm. And lies and propaganda were so much a part of the Third Reich. You know, I can tell you Hitler's demonized. You can go and read it for yourself. You know, Hitler wanted to have a race of Ubermensch, supermen if you want. And he wanted to basically have his own Aryan warriors in his own Aryan base. And, you know, the thing is this, is he wanted to be human dogs who, you know, excuse me, he wanted to be the top dog, I guess you'd say, and he wanted to rule all the other dogs. And so when we talk about this, you know, it's important. The Anenerbe, let me spell that because I may not be pronouncing it right. A-H-N-E-N-E-R-B-E. And that was the ancestral heritage. Can you imagine Nazi scientists going into Nepal and basically bringing back some of the most spiritual people they could find and putting holes in their forehead looking for the third eye? Can you imagine that?
With Mengele, you know, I could imagine anything.
Yeah, Steve, but this is Mengele. This is the Anenerbe. Then you get into, Himmler's demons and the SS, which was supposedly Schutzstaffel. It really was Schwarzensohn, which means black sun. Black sun, okay? And what's fascinating to me, every single one of these guys in either one of the Thule societies. The idea was that they were better than everybody else. The idea was they'd get rid of everybody else. Does that sound familiar? And so that's exactly what the New World Order is doing. And I can tell people this. I'll guarantee them that if they read this book, it will put everything into perspective for them. Everything. And that was the idea behind it. I've written so much stuff on so many things, and now basically it's fascinating. This thing was started about 8 months ago, and Dave, I tell you this, every day there's a new Hitler revelation. There's a new revelation of his bunker. There's a new revelation of his ancestry. There's a new revelation of his voice. Now, this is interesting. People say, well, I can go watch any World War II reel. Why did they bring out a story about Hitler's voice that was never heard before? Got any ideas?
No.
Okay. The thing is that in projecting Hitler's voice through all the microphones and everything else, there was a time when Hitler would be not the demon possessed guy. In essence, there were times when he probably had fits of reality, okay? But the fascinating thing is, this recording had never been released until last week. And by the way, the word, thank you, Julie, the word that I was looking for is clergy response team.
Exactly, yeah.
Jim White sent
that over to me. Hey, listen to this, and Jim, I apologize, you were right on that. Steve, we got breaking news, and I know you're going to want to comment on this. Jim White just sent this over to me. In the beginning of tonight's news conference, Obama called for anyone on the no-fly list will be banned from purchasing a firearm.
Well, he's stripping the Second Amendment rights. That's not legal. Somebody's got to challenge that immediately.
And it goes to the Supreme Court, and we know how that goes.
Well, I understand, but Dave, in challenging it, okay, here's the thing. The best we can do is hold back great evil for another day, maybe even another night, maybe even another hour, okay? And if it clicks, let's say something you say or I say or that's discussed in the next hour, if that clicks and it gets somebody to say, oh, I see really, really where we're at, that's what we're all about. Now, I want to make it clear one more time. This thing cannot be turned around. It's too late. What can happen, though, is the prayers of God's people can deliver. God will fight for his people, but he will not protect a nation. I made a statement, I don't know how many years ago, 10 years ago. Some of you listen to me all the time will know when I made this statement. But I said the day will come when America will fight its wars and God will not be on its side. We will lose battle after battle. We will lose aircraft carriers. We will lose dogfights in the sky. We will lose, we will lose, we will lose. And guess what? The entity who is the... by the way, I call him the commandeer and thief, okay, not commander-in-chief, has destroyed the military. But isn't it fascinating? They don't have enough bombs for ISIS. Did you see that story?
Yeah, I did see that, yes.
Yeah, they don't have enough bombs for ISIS, but they can spend countless tens of billions of dollars on weapons and weapon systems for the civilian military that Obama promised he wanted to have. Remember he said, too, equal to the army?
Yeah.
Where's the disconnect, Dave? Here's another. This is another rhetorical question. Where is the disconnect that all the these men are coming in to the country. And I think the entity made the statement, well, you don't need to be afraid of women and children. You want to bet? If you got some seven-year-old that hates you, that's being trained how to walk up on guys who are handcuffed with their hand and blowing their brains out, listen, I find that distasteful. If you're looking at women like this, you know, queen from hell, and her lawyer, shame on that piece of, you know, legal nonsense. The thing is that he is absolutely redefining the images, okay? And the crime scene, let's take that on too, because we're running out of time. The crime scene was totally pilfered. It's like somebody wanted them to see everything that had been staged, okay? Remember, when you're backing both sides in a war and you're selling your goods to both sides in the war, whoever wins, you've already got the loser's money. Whoever loses, you know, you got the winner's money. And that's been the nature of war, you know? One of my friends used to know one of the heads of the Federal Reserve, you know, one of the head, the tallest guy in the Federal Reserve's history. I'll just give everybody a hint. And when he was asking about the Republican and the Democrat, this guy said, hell, son, we own them all. I'm afraid, Dave, there's too many hell's sons, and they own them all.
Congress has bought off. I mean, they've got their insider trading. They've got everything else. The Supreme Court is controlled by, as you call him, the entity. He's got enough appointments now. They have framed Roberts. They've got something on him. That's the only thing I could use to explain why he does what he does. There's nowhere for the people to turn except to God.
Absolutely. And in that, you know, here's the thing. Don't let 3-5% of the people destroy you. I don't know how many real, and I mean this, followers of Jesus there are out there. I don't know. That's God's issue, not mine. I mean, there's no way. Only He can know. But you'd better stand up for your family. You'd better stand up for your children. Speak up when the name of Jesus Christ is mocked. You'd better not allow 3-5% of them to determine your eternal destiny or your family's safety. And I'm serious. I think I should have a some kind of a piece of steel to bite on tonight, Dave, because I'm livid at the language of the left. There you go. Livid at the language of the left. I'm perplexed at the surrender of our military prior to this. I understand pensions. I understand finances. But let me tell you this, everybody, especially those that think you're going to live it out in Costa Rica or wherever you're going to live it out, and I'm talking specifically the military, they're going to control you with the money as they have. How can people have taken the oath to defend this country against all enemies, foreign, domestic, and absolutely not formed a PAC, P-A-C, a political cap, to go out on national television and say this and say this? You know why they won't? Because of their fear for they're not only fearful for their lives, but their retirement. This group of brigands wants to retire you eternally. And I pray for the Christian billionaires out there. I do, and there are a bunch. I pray for the guys who have great wealth out there to step up and say, you know, General, your pension is this. I'll cover your pension for the next 5 years if you lose it due to this. But tell the people what you know. Tell the people what you know. Tell the people what you know. And then do what you need to do. You know, someone says, well, what are you talking about? I'm saying simply this. The truth in a kingdom of lies stands as a light as the kingdom of darkness overtakes our once great land. Look at chemtrails. Look at everything. By the way, the chemtrails, blah, blah, blah. You might like to know every single evil chemical that comes out of the labyrinths and the labs of the Nazis. By the way, IG Farben was broken up. And, Dave, I can't cover my whole book in 2 hours, but I can say this, that it's not necessary to, if you understand the same thing, the identical route of the Third Reich is here playing out before your very eyes. You're talking about someone in the German history that opened them up to all sorts of evil spirits. We're looking at it now, too. And ladies and gentlemen, there's something wrong. There's something so wrong that the other entity is the P-man, okay, meaning the Pope. When he says what he says about Christians, how dare he even claim to represent the Church of Rome, okay? I'm not a Catholic fan, I'm not a Catholic basher, but I'll tell you one thing, this guy is not who you think he is. He's promoting a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world economy. And I got news for you, Dave. My Bible tells me there's only one guy that's coming along the scene to do that. We're going to have the Antichrist. We're going to have the false prophet. You can argue, you know, if you think this guy, the entity, is the Antichrist, I think he's the seat warmer. But I can tell you there's a lot of people responding to me after Coast to Coast that think the same thing. Somehow, somewhere, some way, the demons that inhabit Adolf Hitler are coming back to reanimate, repossess, and absolutely, how should I say this, in their minds, not fail where they failed in the past. And I don't maintain they failed. You know, basically, Sun Tzu said this, when you're in a war, always feign weakness to win that war. It's a paraphrase, okay? And so the point being is that it would have been very easy. And by the way, the guys that went through the Nuremberg trials, do you know there was not one major scientist that went through the Nuremberg trials? Because not only Operation Paperclip, there were about five other operations like that, and they even invented identities so that, you know, that they could slip past the president, who didn't want any known Nazi criminals coming in under Operation Paperclip. The famous Japanese equivalent of Mengele, basically the guy that set up the entire Japanese biological and chemical weapons program, Dr. Ishii, I-S-H-I, that's by the way the Chinese hate the Japanese to this day, you know, Unit 731, which is equal to anything that the camps in Europe had as far as horrors and experimentation, he was brought into this country and given a new identity. Can you believe that? The butcher?
Well, I can, because I know what they brought in, Steve. Let me ask you a question, because time has almost slipped away from us. It's my operating hypothesis that the Muslims will be used to unify the planet, and as you said earlier, they'll be destroyed in some fashion. You think it's a bioweapon, and I think that's probably the most likely scenario. But do you agree? I mean, look at General Hamm, who tried to rescue Ambassador Stevens, was going to go forward with a coup with Admiral Guyette. He's converted to Islam.
Well, all I can tell you is this, is that if God were to expose, by the way, this is how I pray, everyone, you want to join me in this prayer? If God would expose the members of our government, and from the highest to the lowest, and in this case, even the highest is the lowest in quality and value, how much money is in their offshore bank accounts, I think you'd all see this, that not the love of money, but the control of money controls all of those who receive it, okay? I believe, literally, Dave, that there is a supernatural giving over of people that are not on the Lord's side. I really believe that, okay? Now, saying that, I believe a lot of backsliders. One night I was on, I forget, Doug's show, and I just out of the blue, I heard those words in my spirit, tell the people running from me, I said, some of the greatest men of God and women of God are yet to come on the scene, and you're going to be blown, your mind's going to be blown when you see how God uses some of the most unusual vessels, okay? You see, it's not personal wealth. It's not personal righteousness. There is no righteousness apart from Jesus Christ. It's basically God calls the things that aren't as though they were. And so, you know, my purpose on being on the radio, on doing all this stuff, is to say to the backsliders, and I say to them tonight, and the people that have been running from Jesus all these years, come on home. The God of heaven loves you. The King of glory, his son Jesus, has forgiven you if you'll repent. and those promises that broke your heart and caused you to stray away from him in the first place will yet be realized when you come back to Jesus. Because as David Langford said, Dave Hodges, he said, God never gets tired of forgiving anyone of their sin. In other words, Jesus, they said, well, how many times, disciples asked, do we have to forgive? 70 times, 7 times 7? 70 times 7? Basically, the Lord told them a simple statement. You forgive as long as it's being asked for, you know? And so this is my statement tonight to everyone out there. We're at war. There are evil people planning our demise. They are at every corner. You cannot outthink them in your normal strength. You cannot fight them in the normal sense. And we're like basically King Jehoshaphat in the Old Testament. We are so overwhelmed. Yet if we will keep our eyes on Jesus, every victory in the Old Testament, Dave, that I ever saw was not dependent upon the strength of arms or the strength of force, but it was based upon the faith of a man, Moses, the faith of a man, Nehemiah, the faith of a man who was running and hiding out from the enemy, you know, that was Gideon. And so all the great men of God, even David, had to run for his life and feign that he was insane to stay living. So we have to be seeking God for the hour. I can't outthink the devil. I can't outmaneuver the devil. I can't in any way do this, but he can. I notice I use the word I can't. The reason is it's he can. He can. He will. He enables us, and he is able to deliver us. And so that's what I'd like to, you know, leave the show tonight. And by the way, my book again is, I think, the most important thing. And I think it's not only a finishing touch, so to speak, but it's a launching pad for the Lord, literally, to open up people's eyes. The people that have been getting a hold of me, nobody's got the book. Obviously, I've got the manuscript. They come in on Monday or Tuesday, and they ship the same day. But I can tell you this, just from reading the back panel on the book, people are absolutely emailing me saying, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. And what's interesting, Dave, is this, okay?
I'm sorry, but we are out of time.
Okay.
We've got a break.
Well, thank you.
This has been great, Steve, but I'm going to give out your book stuff after the break. Steve Quayle, ladies and gentlemen, one of a kind. Steve, I'll be in touch with you shortly. Thanks so much, my friend.
Bye.
Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. Go to stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E. I'll also post it tomorrow on my website beneath my article. We'll see you in hour number 3 with Katie, and we're going to get well. Although she takes away everything from me I like. See you in hour number 3.